107 WIRX. What's going on, man? Appreciate you hanging out. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. I'm waking up a little bit. The caffeine's starting to kick in, so that's good. I'm gonna crash hard, though. I'm going to crash hard like a little baby after having too much sugar. Yeah, burp, done. It's 7-11, high of 50 today, low of 28. Tonight, right now, it's 37.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, over in England, a group has made it their mission to visit pubs for charity and recently visited their, this is craziest, 20,000 pub. They have been to 20,000 pubs. Peter Hill, co-founder of the Black Country Ale Terristers, has been keeping score, and he says he has consumed 46,632 pints during their effort, which started in 1984. Most importantly, though, the group has raised about $50,000 for charity, which is nice. Unfortunately, though, they're going to have to start a charity for donations for livers for them. Good God, 20,000 pubs. I mean, I like to drink. I do. I enjoy putting down a few, but even this is excessive to me. I guess it's for charity. I guess as long as anything is for charity, you're okay. Hey, we're doing drugs for charity. But it's okay. It's for charity. Hey, we're robbing the store for charity. It's okay. It's for charity. Let's see. The dating website saucydates.com conducted a survey to figure out the countries where men exaggerated the size of their junk the most. The winner was Australia, where guys overstate the truth by 17.5%. Good Lord. American men were second after the Aussies, giving themselves an extra 8.3%. See, we're not always the cockiest ones, pun intended. In case you were wondering, the global average exaggeration of a male's junk is 5.6%. Strangely, the men in some countries don't overestimate what they've got going on below the belt and instead report less than they're actually packing. The men of Canada, of course, report 1.6% less than the actual size, and the men of India report 3.8% less. Guys, well, first of all, really, did we need a study to confirm this? No guy other than Canadians or Indian men. But here's the thing, though. This is an important point. Always undersell what you're going. Don't oversell it, okay? Undersell it. Because you'd rather have the lady be pleasantly surprised. I'm not going to say, oh, I got a tiny dong. No. Don't. I mean, but just don't be boisterous about it. Unless, seriously, you're swinging like a massive, you know, elephant trunk down there. Then, by all means. But, you know, if you're average, just undersell it. Undersell it and have the lady be pleasantly surprised when it's time to do the old horizontal hustle, if you know what I'm saying. lastly, don't expect to see Alec Baldwin in bronzer and a bad wig much longer on SNL. The actor, who has gotten rave reviews for his impression of President Donald Trump, says he's not going to do it much longer. Baldwin began appearing as Trump during the election and believes the audience is probably ready to see him go soon. It's not known how much longer Baldwin plans to do the impression, which has received harsh criticism from the real President Trump. He's been talked about possibly appearing at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on April 29th, since President Trump said he will not attend. Baldwin says he will probably do it if he was asked, but he doesn't expect to be. I think Alec does a great job. This is not a political discussion. I just think he does a really fantastic job. Really, SNL has been on point with a lot of their interpretation of characters this go around, and they always have been. They've always been, I think, the front runners when it comes to political satire. And I think it's great. I hope he keeps it around. You know, it's always fun. It's always good. Maybe not. They don't need to do it as much. They've been doing a lot, but it'll be interesting to see. Anyway, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?